Welcome back to my podcast, Do or Die, with me, Sam Conley. This is episode 30, and I've called this one, Breaking Glass. It's great to be back on a podcast again, guys. This is something I really enjoy doing, but life has been really, really busy, and I've not done anywhere near as many of these as what I would like to, but as I've said before, done beats perfect. It's getting done today, it's getting uploaded, and I really, really hope that you enjoy this. Life is just moving at absolute warp speed at the minute. I don't know if that's how you see it, but every year it just seems to get faster and faster, which kind of scares me somewhat. I turned 50 a few months ago, and it just gets me thinking about things maybe a bit deeper and a bit more than what I used to do, and the pace of life is something that really plays into that as far as I'm concerned. But what we take from that is that it's so much more important than ever now to make sure we are living life absolutely to the full, to the max, doing all the things that we want to do with all the people that we want to be with, living life with no regrets. And that leads me really neatly into this episode today. So I've called it Breaking Glass. And you're probably wondering what on earth I am talking about there. What I'm talking about there are the glass ceilings that we live beneath. This is not something that I knew about or fully understood or anything else. It's something probably I would have shied away from, thought it was a bit of guru mumbo jumbo or whatever the case may be. But you know something, in the last few years, glass ceilings are something that I have really spent a lot of time looking at, observing in others, and helping coach people from under. So glass ceilings, this is something that is both self-imposed by yourself and also by your circle. It's something that we live under day by day. Now, these are at varying different heights and levels. And it's quite interesting when somebody comes to me for weight loss coaching, for mindset coaching, or for business coaching, the glass ceilings are the first thing that I now look at. What level are those glass ceilings set at? Because, guys, they will hold you back. Do not underestimate the power that those ceilings will have. And for most of us, these go right back to childhood. So especially where weight is maybe concerned, and where money and where wealth is concerned, these glass ceilings can dictate your life. The reason I've called this episode Breaking Glass is because they can and they must be broken, because otherwise they will hold you back. Otherwise you will be that person who is standing on the sidelines of life, watching other people play the game, watching other people live life to the full, take opportunities, do all the things that you wish you could do, but you're not doing because you're a spectator, okay? And part of the reason for that will be these self-imposed glass ceilings that we have above our head. So let's explore those for a minute or two, just so that you can get your head around them, and hopefully so that you can start to identify what exactly your own glass ceiling is and what level it is set at. So I'm going to give you some examples of those. I get lots of people who contact me for weight loss coaching in particular, and they'll lead very, very quickly and sometimes with, oh, my friends say I shouldn't be doing this, or I should be fine as I am, I should be happy with the weight that I'm at, and sure, at least I'm healthy, beautiful on the inside, blah, 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 all the usual nonsense. There's a glass ceiling above that person's head that has been imposed upon them by their friends, in inverted commas, okay? So they are going to miss out on the opportunity to create a body that they're really happy with, to improve their health, to set aside any fears that they have, all to keep these friends, again, in inverted commas, happy. That's a glass ceiling above your head. That's something that part of you would like to aspire to, but you're jumping up and you're hitting that ceiling and you're coming straight back down again. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. Listen, it happens within families, it happens with friends, it happens in so many circumstances. I have coached people who have really had that entrepreneurial dream to set up and run their own business. They've got this idea that's eaten away at them and they would really like to leverage that, But what are they told? Oh, you've got to be careful. You should be really grateful. You've got a good job. Stay in your lane. Don't get above yourself. Don't get too big for your boots. Do you know all those sayings? Can you relate to those sayings? Those guys are glass ceilings above your head. I've coached loads of people who have had to smash through those, and they go and they do that. Listen, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but at least they're not going through their life wondering what if. Okay, you take that glass ceiling out of play and you go on that adventure and you find out what it feels like to lose that 3 stone or to set that business up or to get out of that abusive relationship or whatever the case may be. Okay, the glass ceilings will keep you there. They're like a dirty big anchor around your neck, weighing you down. The faster you break that glass, the better. Is it easy to do that? Absolutely not. And I'm speaking from experience there. I've had to break several glass ceilings in my life, and there was none of them I found easy to break. I can tell you that quite categorically. Do I regret breaking any of them? Absolutely not. I look back on it now and I think, how on earth did I live below that for so long? Now, this could be the weight of other people's opinions. This could be the fear of the unknown. This can be so many things. If you have been brought up in a household or a family, which was very loving and very caring and everything else, but say, for example, money was always talked about in a very negative way, or money always felt very scarce. You were just making ends meet, and I can totally relate to that. That will impose a glass ceiling above your head. That will leave you in a situation where you put yourself into a scenario where you can get enough to get by and you be very grateful for that and you guard that money with all your life and you're very risk averse and you don't step outside of your comfort zones and you try and emulate the generations that have gone before you. Just getting enough to do you, paying the bills, maybe putting a pound or two away to save for a holiday, whatever, and that's your lot. The idea of breaking outside of that, taking some risks, and moving yourself on to the next level financially scares the living bejesus out of you. You wouldn't even dream of going there. But as a result, you miss out on everything that could potentially come with that. That's a glass ceiling financially that I have to help a lot of my mindset clients deal with because it hugely holds them back. And I am not talking here about throwing caution to the wind and being reckless with your money or getting into loads of debt or anything else. I'm talking about that core fundamental that you live under this glass ceiling. And it's like, I can remember people saying to me, and I thought this myself too, as far as going to university was concerned, oh, people like us don't do that, or people like us don't have that. People like us don't run their own business. We were born to work to other people. That's glass ceilings, and they need smashed because they're nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I've coached some people, and their glass ceilings are so much higher than their peers. So much higher. If you're dreaming about earning 50 grand a year, they're dreaming about earning half a million a year. That's the difference. And they still have a glass ceiling. It's still sort of set at a certain height. They're still going to have to smash it at some point, but their starting point is so much higher than the bulk of people that I work with. So, as far as your own personal circumstances are concerned, what and where are your glass ceilings set at? I get people coming to me who need to realistically lose 6 or 7 stone. They tell me they would be happy if they lost a stone. That's nonsense. Somebody coming to me at 20 stone that could be 12 stone and saying, oh, if I could just see 18 or 19 stone, I would be happy. That's a glass ceiling. Okay? They're scared to aim too high. They're scared to dream too big because part of them is saying, this isn't going to work. So if I could even get 1 stone off, that would do me rightly. See that phrase, guys? I've used that in coaching so many times. That would do me rightly. Okay, if you're living with that sort of mindset, smash that to pieces. What that person should be saying is, okay, I want to lose that 8 stone, like I just seen one of your clients done. I want to get into the shape of my life. I want to have a new body that I'm really proud of. I want to have a set of health markers that I'm not constantly worrying about. I want to go on holidays and strip down to less clothes than I've ever worn beside the pool before and feel really, really good at it. I want to feel self-confident. I don't want to hide away. I don't want to cancel nights out because I've got nothing to wear and I hate how I look. That's how they should be seeing it. But there's a glass ceiling keeping them from that. Part of that will be self-imposed with their own opinion of themselves. Part of that will be thrust upon them by their family, by their friends, by their circle. That's why you got to be so careful who is in that circle, because they are going to help you to build that glass ceiling, guys. Okay, do they set it high for you or do they set it low for you? That's the question that you need to ask. If you've got somebody going, oh, why are you starting to do that? Your life's too short and you have to live, and sure, you've got a weekend away coming up and all the rest of it. That's bricks going into a glass ceiling, guys. That's glass bricks going into a glass ceiling to keep you down, to keep you exactly where you are. And as I say, I'm speaking from experience here. I've done this, guys. I've been there myself. Trapped in a body that I absolutely hated, but I convinced myself that there was nothing I could do about it. I convinced myself that it was more important to trundle along and put a happy smiley face on, be that people pleaser, say yes to everyone and everything, and just stay as I was. Cry the tears in silence. Cry the tears behind the scenes where nobody could see them. Be miserable then in my own thoughts when I was sitting in my car, binging on chocolate to try and make myself feel better. Didn't work, obviously. That's the only sign that there was something wrong. But the outside world didn't see that. Why? Because I was unhappily living below the self-imposed glass ceiling that other people were validating for me every day. Really sad state of affairs, that, guys. Okay? Trapped in a marriage where I was being physically and mentally abused, tortured, made feel miserable, but doing nothing about it. Why? Because of the weight of other people's opinions. Oh my goodness, you don't walk out in your marriage being told that by my own family. You can't do that. How's that going to look? What's people going to say? Glass ceilings, guys. Glass ceilings. Now, does it take balls to break them? Absolutely it does. You better believe it. In my case, it was desperation. I hit rock bottom. There was nowhere left to go. The only thing I could do was break glass to save my own life, basically. So that was thrust upon me. In some ways, I'm grateful that it was, because otherwise I might still be that person. Absolutely miserable, trundling along, doing everything to please other people and to play to the image that you're supposed to have when you're a 40 or 50 year old man with a wife and two kids and a business and a house and all the rest of it. That's glass ceilings, guys. Yes, I was self-imposing some of that myself, but the people around me were doing the same. That's why I had to break free of that. That's why I went from having a massive circle of, again, inverted commas, friends and family, to having nothing. Nothing. Okay, but the one thing that I also didn't have was this weight of expectation upon me, because I cleared the decks as far as that was concerned. Now, hopefully you don't have to go to the extremes that were thrust upon me. But if you're sitting listening to this today and going, do you know what? I do have glass ceilings above my head. I am scared to dream. I am saying, yeah, I'd like to buy a new car. I'll buy a wee Citroen C3, whatever. Nothing wrong with that. Sold them for years, Citroens. When really you want that BMW or whatever, that's a glass ceiling. Oh, well, that's easy for you to say, Sam, but I don't have the money to buy that BMW, even though that's what I really, really want. Find a way to do it. It's out there. There are people with less talent than you. There are people with less opportunity than you, and they are doing those things. Why? Because they've got the desire in them to make it happen. Because they've got a bit of work in them to make it happen. And it can be done. The same with weight loss. I get people messaging me all the time saying, oh, I seen your client lose 9 stone there, and I would love to do the same. I wish that could happen for me, but it won't because. It can't because. That's the difference, guys, in somebody that makes it happen and somebody that doesn't. Somebody that doesn't make it happen, glass ceiling above my head, I'm quite happy to stay there. Somebody that makes it happen, do you know what? I'm smashing those bricks. I'm going to the next level. I'll bang my head somewhere again. I'll deal with that whenever I get to it. But I'm going up here. I'm not staying down. Breaking glass, guys, is so, so important. Do not be somewhere that you are unhappy and feel that you have no choice, because you do. When I looked at my own situation 10 years ago, I genuinely felt I have no choice. I am stuck here. That would have been a huge mistake to believe that. I was telling myself that story, and I had other people telling me that you can't do anything about it. You have to stay as you are. How's it going to look? What are they going to say? Glass ceilings, guys. This applies to money. This applies to relationships. This applies to your weight, to your body, to your health. This applies to self-esteem and self-confidence. Oh, self-confidence. Do you mean cocky? Do you mean arrogant? Do you mean up your own arse? No, I don't. No, I don't at all. What that now means to me is being proud of what I've achieved. What that means to me is doing the things that I want to do and not worrying if that is rubbing somebody else's nose in it. That's not my problem. That's not my lookout. I've got one chance at life here. I'm going to live it to make me and the people that really matter to me happy. Because do you see other people's opinions? I've said it on here before. That's none of my business. That's not my concern. I'm not going to waste time and energy on that. Oh, I better not put up a picture of my new car in case it upsets somebody. Screw them. I worked damn hard for that. If I want to do that and celebrate that, of course I will. Just been on holidays. Better not put pictures up in case it upsets somebody that can't afford to go on holidays. Well, do you know what? Maybe they need to work harder. Maybe they need to make changes. Maybe they need to have different priorities. Maybe they're smoking and drinking that I don't do. You have to stop living under the glass ceiling that is other people's opinions or what you think that opinion might be. I've got people holding themselves back under the premise of what somebody might think. What they might think. Oh, well, he or she might not be happy with that. He or she might think, who do they think they are? Might. You're going to hold yourself back and keep yourself under that glass ceiling based on a might or a maybe. That's madness, guys. Look at where you're at today. Are you 100% happy with every single aspect of your life? If you are, I salute you. Fair play to you. That's awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. I'll stake my house on it that you're not entirely happy with every aspect of your life. But my next question to you is, what are you going to do about it? Because there's a glass ceiling above your head that's keeping you there. There's a glass ceiling above your head that's dictating the fact that you're 3 stone overweight or you're 10 stone overweight. There's a glass ceiling above your head that's dictating the fact that you're worried about diabetes or heart disease or high blood pressure or whatever, and you're doing nothing about it. There's a glass ceiling above your head that's dictating how you are enjoying your life. There's a glass ceiling above your head that's dictating what job you have when there's something else that you really, really, really want to do. So my question to you is, the hammer's already in your hand. Are you prepared to use it? Are you prepared to smash it and move outside of that? Because screw tradition. Screw expectation. Screw what's expected of you because of where you were born or where you grew up or what school you went to or what job you initially had. Screw all of that. I look at it now and I think I want the best possible life for my wife and wee Lucy. That's what drives me every single day. Now, if me doing that is upsetting somebody else, that's their problem. It's not mine. That is not my issue or my concern. Because if it's really bothering somebody else that I'm busy, successful, whatever the case may be, I feel sorry for that person because their glass ceiling's set a lot lower than mine and they haven't found the will to use that hammer in their right hand to smash it and to move up a level. I'm still bouncing off glass ceilings that I'm having to smash and go again. It's quite interesting now when you feel yourself hitting it at you because I can now recognise that. I can now recognise that where before I didn't. Before I was standing up, bang, back down. Standing up, thud, back down. Now I'm like, oh, I just had a glass ceiling there. That's quite interesting. Step back, let's take a look at that. Okay, time to break through. You have glass ceilings. You know you do. As you're listening to this podcast, you're already going straight to the biggest one. It's already at the forefront of your mind. There'll be 2 or 3 others as well. But as you're listening to this, I know for a fact, you know what your glass ceiling is. And your immediate thought, the minute that pops into your head, you're maybe out for a walk and you're listening to this podcast and you're going, well, I know what mine is. It's X, Y, and Z. But your immediate thought 5 seconds later is, but that's not one that I can break. It is. You're wrong. You're 100% wrong. I don't know you. I don't know what that glass ceiling is. But the one thing I categorically know, it can be broken. You're going, ah, well, that's easy for you to say, Sam, but that would mean X, Y, and Z. Yes. But it would also mean you living your best life. Some people will not like that. That's okay. Your circle will end up changing as a result. That's okay. You won't recognize yourself in a few months' time. But the one thing I can tell you is at least you know you did it. The other thing I'm going to say too, so many people that I coach have children, be the younger, be the older, whatever, and they want the best for them. And I completely get that. I'm going to tell you something now. See, you living your best life, the best life, doing all the things that you want to do. What example does that set your kids? I'll tell you what example it sets your kids. That teaches your kids to set their glass ceiling a lot higher than what you used to. You keep yourself down, you live below that glass ceiling, and without you realizing it, without you wanting to, your kids will do exactly the same. They will inherit that from you. What's your legacy to them? Dream. Go for it. Think outside the box. Be everything you can. Is that your legacy to them, that glass ceiling? Or is your legacy to them the glass ceiling that is, oh, don't forget where you came from. Don't get too big for your boots. Play the safe option. Well, yes, you could go away and do that and have that adventure, but sure, what if you just get a wee job like I did and my mother did and my father did? Why don't you do that instead? What's your legacy to them? Dare to dream, dare to be everything that you can be in life, or sit in that wee box, sit in the corner, stay below that glass ceiling. Good wee boy, good wee girl. Don't get too big for your boots. What would other people think? You need to think very carefully about that, because I know when people come to me and they genuinely want the best for their kids, they don't think of that angle until I explain it to them. So you look at yourself today. You line up those glass ceilings. You identify every single brick that's in them. Okay? Does no harm to look at where they came from either. If it's self-imposed, have a word with yourself. You're doing that to yourself. If it's imposed by friends, inverted commas, take a look at those people and ask yourself, just how good for me are they? Do they drive me forward or do they pull me back? Are they happy to see me win? Or do they prefer to see me fail because it brings them down to their level and that's better for them? Look at every single block that's in that glass ceiling, guys, and ask yourself, why is it there? How's it there? And what am I going to do about it? How good could things be if I broke through that level and dared to go and let my head bounce off the next one? That's almost an infinity as you see it right now away from where you're at the minute. But it's there. It's there for the taking. Can be done. Question is, do you want it badly enough? And I don't care if this is weight, body composition, if this is health, if this is business, if this is employment, if it's marriage or relationships, whatever it happens to be. Glass ceiling's there, choice is yours. Hammer's in your hand, are you smashing? Or are you living wondering, what if? Choice is up to you guys. Don't waste a single day more. Not a single day more. I've highlighted the problem to you now, okay? Don't be that person that in a week's time still hasn't done anything about it. Of course, if you need help on the weight side of things, that's what I do every single day. If you need help on the self-esteem or the financials or whatever, my mindset coaching or my business coaching can play in there too. But set what I can do aside. This is about what you need to do and how quickly you're prepared to do it. So that was episode 30, guys, Breaking Glass. You maybe found some of that uncomfortable. Good. I genuinely hope you did, because no good comes from a comfort zone. So give that some thought, maybe re-listen to it again, but think about the situation that you're actually in, where you're at, and more importantly, where you want to be. I'll try and not leave it as long until the next episode. If you've enjoyed that, let me know, reach out on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, by email, by my website. Let me know what you enjoy, what you didn't enjoy. And to all my overseas listeners, because the vast majority of my listeners are in America, which just blows my mind. So a massive hello and thank you to each and every one of you guys. Take care, and remember, don't leave it until it's a do or die.